From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. On the 17th day of the war in Gaza, there's still no sign of a ceasefire. Israeli troops and Hamas militants fought sporadic and at times fierce gun battles. But the Israeli military appears, for the most part, to be holding back from an all-out ground assault into Gaza City. The UN says there are now tens of thousands of civilians in Gaza struggling to find shelter from the fighting. NPR's Eric Westervelt sent us this report.
26-year-old Munir Sultan left his home on the eastern edge of Gaza City with 18 family members after he was wounded by shrapnel that he says was from an Israeli airstrike. Al-Shifa Hospital staff now want him to leave. They need his bed for more urgent cases. But Sultan is now homeless and, like tens of thousands of Gazans, is scared and unsure what to do and where to go.
May God help them. There are so many injured people here. My leg is hurt and they gave me first aid. But now, the hospital released me to make space for others. Where can I go? I can't go out there from here. My whole neighborhood is destroyed and there's bombardment all the time. And anyone who walks there will be targeted. I'll wait for God's mercy. Where can I go?
Sultan says he's afraid to go to a UN shelter because two have been hit by Israeli fire. That sense among Gaza civilians that there is no place to run to gets worse every day as the war grinds on. The UN today said there are now more than 30,000 civilians in UN shelters, with tens of thousands more waiting to get in and thousands of others who fled to homes of relatives or friends. Unlike most conflicts, civilians in Gaza are not being allowed to cross borders to escape the fighting. Fred Abrahams is a senior emergencies researcher with Human Rights Watch.
Israel, with the complicity of Egypt, has not been letting civilians flee from the conflict zone. So essentially, there is no safe place to go. Israel's been dropping these leaflets warning civilians to flee their homes. Where are they supposed to go? I spoke today with a family that is trapped up in northern Gaza. It's about 30 people with food for 3 days and water for 3 days. They cannot leave the area.
Palestinian doctors say the Gaza death toll is now above 900. Three Israeli civilians and 10 soldiers have been killed. While ground fighting in Gaza and Hamas rocket fire into Israel continued today, it appears the Israeli army for now is holding off, pressing its assault deeper into Gaza City, what Israel has called phase three of the attack.
We can capture and kill every Hamas soldier, but I don't think that we should do it. I think it's a waste of lives on both sides.
That's Israeli retired Major General Ze'ev Livni, a former Israel Ground Forces commander and senior military advisor to two prime ministers. General Livni does not think it would be worth the diplomatic and political damage or the destruction and continued loss of life to press deeper into densely populated Gaza.
I believe that we don't want to control the Palestinian population in Gaza. It is possible, but it means that there is a big risk that many people who are not involved are going to be hurt from among the Gazan population, and I'm not sure that it is in our interest to do it. We want only to make sure that the Israeli population along the border is not terrorized again like it was before.
But the question for Israel now is whether it can halt the rocket fire without pushing deeper or reoccupying Gaza. Israeli media is reporting splits within the Israeli leadership over what to do now militarily and how to achieve a durable ceasefire that also prevents Hamas from rearming. Hamas leaders in Gaza are underground, hiding from Israeli airstrikes. Hamas officials in exile, however, say they will not stop launching rockets until Israeli forces withdraw and all borders are reopened. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.
We got help with that story from NPR News assistant Ahmed Abu Hamda in Gaza City. Israel continues to bar foreign journalists from entering Gaza.